Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy, Jerusalem, Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello, it's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM. So glad to partner with you again this week.
Glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners about this past week in Israel?
Well, despite a ceasefire, Israel continues to face rockets and drones from Hezbollah in Lebanon. Several incidents occurred where they fired rockets towards northern Israel. The rockets were intercepted or fell in open areas. These incidents represent serious violations of the ceasefire. They have also been sending suicide drones at IDF forces holding ground in southern Lebanon. In one incident, explosive drones detonated near the IDF forces with no casualties.
That's good news. Is the IDF making progress in Lebanon?
They are, Stephen. The IDF has been active in striking rocket-launching terrorist cells intended to carry out attacks on soldiers and the State of Israel. More than 30 weapon storage facilities, military structures, tunnels used for managing terror operations have been destroyed. One such tunnel was approximately 25 meters deep inside a civilian clothing store. Two other tunnels as well, with a total length of 2 kilometers, 10 kilometers from Israel's northern communities. Inside the tunnels, soldiers located living quarters and large quantities of weapons. Stephen, I was within 500 meters from the Lebanese border last October with a group of Christians. The close proximity of danger was so very evident. A sense of danger felt by Israelis who have seconds to take shelter.
Wow, we really just have no idea, do we? Hopefully with the ceasefire, there have been no injuries this week.
Well, Stephen, there have been. Even as a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah remains in place, an IDF soldier was seriously wounded, another lightly from an explosive drone. And just before the recording of this, an explosive drone hit northern Israel and caused the light injury of 12 IDF soldiers, 2 moderately and 10 lightly. In another tragic incident, a young 19-year-old soldier, Sergeant Fuchs, fell in battle by an explosive drone. 4 soldiers were severely wounded and 2 others moderately and lightly. Sergeant Fuchs did not even have the chance to receive his high school diploma. The Minister of Education delivered it to his family during Shiva, the 7-day mourning period in Jewish custom. In battle with Hezbollah, Bernie, an IDF elite canine unit dog, was killed after revealing the location of a Hezbollah cell. Bernie saved the lives of soldiers. And tragically, an 11-year-old girl critically wounded when a cluster bomb submission hit her family's home in East Tel Aviv on April 1st, died from her wounds. Just so heartbreaking. The IDF will continue to maintain their forward defense posture to defend Israeli civilians and IDF troops, push and remove Hezbollah threats from Israeli communities.
Heartbreaking indeed. Is there anything more, Suzanne, and how would you suggest we pray this week?
In a historic step, it was announced this week that Israel sent an Iron Dome system to the United Arab Emirates at the start of the war with Iran, along with forces to operate the system. In another historic step, Israel's diplomatic relations with the Christian community marked a significant milestone. Minister of Foreign Affairs Gideon Sa'ar appointed George Deke, the first Christian ambassador in Israel's history, as special envoy to the Christian world. The appointment is intended to deepen Israel's ties with Christian communities around the world. Prime Minister Netanyahu also met with Christian soldiers and commanders from a multitude of IDF units to engage conversation. He said during the meeting, quote, "I'm here in the Prime Minister's office with an extraordinary group of young men and women. These are Christian soldiers, men and women, in the Israeli Defense Forces. They fill all the important positions in our incredible military, and they do incredible work. This is completely contrary to what is presented outside. It's not only that Israel fights for the rights of Christians around the Middle East, but that Israel has Christian soldiers who fight for the defense of Israel and for our Christian brethren throughout the area, throughout the region, and beyond. I have to say that I was impressed by the personal stories, their commitment, their sacrifice, their achievements. Israel is the one country in the Middle East where the Christian community is thriving, is growing, and it's expanding. And it's very, very successful with incredible men and women. And I want to salute all of you. Thank you for coming here, unquote. With that, let's focus on some strategic prayer points. Swift end of the war through the current ceasefire with Lebanon and Iran. Dismantling of Hezbollah terrorist regime in Lebanon. Protection over Israelis from missiles and drones from Lebanon. Freedom and liberty restored to Iranians and justice to their nation. Canadians having courage to stand up against anti-Semitism and show support for Israel and our Jewish citizens here in Atlantic Canada. And declare Psalm 18 for strength and deliverance. Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We continue to be commissioned by Deuteronomy 11:12 that says, "The eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel. Since his eyes are on Israel, our eyes must be equally on Israel."
Thank you so much, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
It's always my pleasure, Stephen. And to our audience, we say thank you so much for your vital prayers over Israel, Iran, and the Middle East during this critical time. We say shalom, peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.